Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. In today's episode, we explore a powerful prayer from Imam Zain al-Abidin as he calls upon Allah to help him fully embody the essence of fasting during the month of Ramadan. This prayer not only reflects deep spirituality, but also guides us in how to approach the month of Ramadan with a heart devoted to purity. So Imam alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, had a profound prayer when the blessed month of Ramadan approached. He asked Allah to assist him in fasting in a way that went beyond simply abstaining from food and drink. He prayed, "Help us fast by preventing our limbs from engaging in sins, by using them in ways that please you." And then the Imam continues, "So that our ears do not listen to idle talk, our ears do not engage in distractions, and our hands do not reach for forbidden things." So this section teaches us that fasting is not just about avoiding things, but also, by things, the objects, the things that can be, they are visible and they are, we can see them or even smell them, but also avoiding any form of sin. That is what we can feel by our hearts. Our ears should not listen to gossip or falsehood or haram, music. Our eyes should avoid anything harmful, distracting, and our hands should refrain from wrongdoings. So the Imam emphasizes the importance of guarding all our senses, in one word. And the Imam continues, "Let our stomachs consume only what is lawful, our tongues speak only what is pleasing to you, and let us refrain from anything that brings us closer to your punishment." So this highlights a critical point. Fasting isn't just a temporary abstention. Again and again, this is emphasized in different hadiths and prayers. It's about avoiding anything that would distance you from Allah. And so, I hope that this prayer would apply to us. How can we apply this prayer in our own lives? As we enter the month of Ramadan, we hope for the best, for the best Ramadan of our life. But as it goes on, we may forget about its purpose, and we get distracted by things that would not serve for the best kind of fasting. So we should remind ourselves, keep reminding ourselves that what we are doing, and this may be the last month of Ramadan of our lives, who knows. So let's remember that our fast should be an opportunity to purify not just our bodies but also our hearts and actions. Let us guard our senses, avoid distractions, ensure that everything we do during this blessed month is in service of Allah and draws us closer to Him, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد.